We are excited. Are you guys excited? I didn't sound very excited. Are we excited? It's okay to clap in church. You can clap in church, you can laugh in church, you can have fun in church. All right. Can we, right now we're gonna begin our water baptism, and I'm gonna invite those who are being baptized. Can you guys come on up front? Go ahead and stand up, and they're gonna come right here real quick. Can we just welcome them up this morning? Go ahead and look that way. We are so excited for you guys. Okay, I'm gonna have you guys can go ahead and sit right here. And then we will get you guys ready to go. And then if we have family or friends, if you wanna get a nice photo, you are welcome to come up. And I know it's a little intimidating to be in front of everybody, but trust me, we're watching them, we're not watching you, okay? So you can take photos up here if you'd like, but we will have photos on our website. We'll get those available as well. All right. Well, we are doing water baptisms this morning. And this is one of my favorite services because this is everything that we've been praying for. This is everything that we've been praying for, believing for, that the Lord would be real to people and Lord, that he would make himself known. So much so that people would be willing to give their all for him. How many of you know Jesus gave his all for us, right? And the reason we can give everything to him is because he gave everything for us. Scripture says we love him because he first loved us. The only way that we can actually love Jesus is because we first experience his love. And you might be here today and maybe you've never experienced the love of God. Maybe you don't know much about him. Maybe you'll go to church a couple times a year. I'm here to let you know that, number one, God loves you. He sees you. And he's looking right at you. I said this earlier. But he wants to be in relationship with us. And the way that we do that, maybe you'll sense his presence today. You might have a feeling that something's different here. That's okay. That's the Lord. And the Lord is saying, will you respond to me? Will you be with me? And so I just want to open our time. I'm going to do a little teaching on baptism this morning. But can we just bow our heads this morning? I just want to pray, Lord, fill this house. Let the power of the Holy Spirit come upon us. And Lord, we pray that this would truly be a watery tomb, dead to the world, dead to self, and alive in you. Let your glory come in Jesus' name. We say amen. 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 I want to talk about water baptism. This is a holy time. How many of you know this isn't just a religious thing? I'm not very big on religion. God is after relationship. And this is a holy and sacred time. This is not just an outward confession of an inward decision. We believe that this is actually meant to be a divine encounter with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord himself. And we see this in the example of Jesus, who when he was baptized, as he came up out of the water, it says the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And I believe that those who are being baptized, and for those of you that are here today, that's how he wants to meet each and every one of us, that he would fill us with himself. And so this is exciting because I believe that there's going to be an encounter with the Lord on the way in for you guys, and certainly on the way out. Now, sometimes it's easier to define things by what they are not, right? I like to define things by saying things like, the Packers are not the worst team in the NFL, they are the best team, right? I'm a Packer fan, for those of you who don't know. Water baptism does not make you a believer. The reason we get baptized is because we already believe in Jesus. It's because we are already saved. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says this. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. How many of you know if you believe in Jesus, that is a gift from God? Not of works, meaning you can't earn this. We don't earn our salvation. It was freely given. Lest anyone should boast. That's everything that we just sang about. And so baptism does not save you. Only our faith in Jesus does that. Water baptism is also, it's not a change of religion. When John the Baptizer was baptizing people in the Jordan, all of those people were already circumcised. They were already in covenant with God. It wasn't a change of religion. It was a washing of their heart. Water baptism has been a sacrament of the church for over 2,000 years, instituted by the love of our lives, Jesus himself. Matthew 3, 13 through 17 says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John the baptizer at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so as you guys are being baptized, you're following in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus did not need to be baptized. If anybody didn't need it, right? He was perfect. He was holy. But he wanted to model what it means to honor the Father. And just as Jesus was obedient to the Father, you guys are saying, I'm choosing to be obedient to him. Amen? That's good. That's good. Now, there's multiple baptisms referred to throughout Scripture. Number one is water baptism, which is what we are going to be doing here today. There's also something called Holy Spirit baptism, right? That's when the Acts chapter 2, Jesus had ascended into heaven. He said, I'm going to send a helper, the Holy Spirit, who will comfort you and will lead you into all righteousness. And in Acts chapter 2, as they were all gathered together in one accord and they were praying, the Holy Spirit came upon them and filled them. That is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. We're going to be doing that as well. We're going to be praying for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. We cannot live how God wants us to live by ourselves. And that's good news. Some say amen.
Amen.
You can't do it. But his Spirit in you will teach you how to become more like Jesus. And that's the Holy Spirit's goal, that we would become more like him. There's also a third baptism. We don't talk about this one much, but there's a third baptism that Jesus invites us into. And this is referred to when the disciples ask Jesus for a place in his kingdom. And he says, are you prepared to be baptized into the baptism in which I'm about to be baptized with? Meaning Jesus was saying, I'm about to suffer and die on a cross. Are you willing to do that? This is called the baptism of suffering, a baptism of pain. Just because there is pain in your life does not mean that God is not present. I have learned that over the last few years. Sometimes God is most present in our pain. And he knows how to use that hurt and those wounds to see him. And so there's this baptism of suffering. All of these baptisms are expected. All of these baptisms are necessary. Really, what we're talking about today, it's an all or nothing moment, okay? The word baptized, it's the Greek word baptizo, which means to take or to plunge into, okay? So we're going to take you and plunge you into the water. No, we're not doing that. We're not going to force you. We're not going to take you by the collar. But I want you to be clear and make no mistake. I believe that the Lord is going to take hold of you and plunge him into himself so that he can fill you with all of himself. Amen. And so you are not just being changed this morning. You're being replaced. And that's a good thing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I fight against myself all the time. But when we recognize who Jesus is, we recognize we don't have to fight ourselves. We just need to yield to him and to allow his life to become our life. And that is beautiful. Jesus commanded us to be baptized. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So you are being baptized and you are a fulfillment of the Great Commission. Somebody say amen. And you, church, you are witnessing the fulfillment of the Great Commission. 1 Peter 3:21 says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. Notice, it saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The water does not save you. It is the resurrection of Jesus that saves us. However, in water baptism, our conscience is dealt with, it is purged, and it is made clean. Colossians 2:12 says we're also buried with him in baptism. It says, buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. So our faith is not in the water. Our faith is in God who raises from the dead. And you are being baptized today into the church, into faith, and into the body of Christ himself. Ephesians 4:4-6 says this, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, notice, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Baptism is a symbolism that your old life is washed away. Acts 22:16 says, and now why are you waiting? That's a strong word right there. Some of you are like, just let's be done and let's get in the water. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Okay? In every baptism, there are multiple elements. There is the baptizer. There is the one who is being baptized. There's the element that you're being baptized into. And then there is the fruit or the result of that baptism. So with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptizer is the Lord Jesus himself. That's why John said he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The element is the person of the Holy Spirit, and the one being baptized is us. And the fruit of that Holy Spirit baptism is power to be a witness. And in this case, for water baptism, our team is the baptizers. The water is the element. You are the one being baptized. And the fruit is this: the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is now your death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. I want to say this creed, and this is a creed that I love. I want to bring a little bit of clarification, because at the end it says we believe in one holy Catholic church, holy Catholic and apostolic church. You are not being baptized into the Catholic church. That word Catholic means whole, universal, complete, and perfect. It's what we just read in Ephesians chapter 4. It is one body. That's what that means, okay? And so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like all of us, if we can just stand together this morning, and I'm gonna ask that we close our eyes and that you would repeat this after me. Just repeat after me. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made.
One in being with the Father.
Through him, all things were made. For us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scripture. And he ascended into heaven. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. I can sense the Lord. You don't have to say that, but you can if you want. Say this: we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Say amen. 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 You can be seated. And let's welcome up those who are being baptized. Let's see. We got to remove these. I'll help you, Paco. Come right here, Paco. Why don't you come up here? Can we welcome up Paco this morning? Let's stand right here. Okay. I'll walk you through this, okay? Can you tell everybody your name?
My name is Paco. Okay.
And let's welcome Paco again. Sorry. Paco, why do you want to be baptized?
Because I was... Truth is that I was stuck in really deep waters, and I've got a revelation, and I've just been like, I've got a revelation because I was stuck in deep waters, and yeah.
And he pulled you up?
Yeah.
The first thing you said to me, he walked in, we have worship and prayer on Wednesdays, and he walked in and he goes, my name is Paco. I want more of God, and I want to be baptized. And so we sat and we talked about what that means, because that's a big statement. That's not to be taken lightly, because of everything that we just talked about, and really that the Lord is working on you. And I believe he brought you here to grow in that relationship with him. Do we agree? And so, Paco, have you made Jesus the Lord of your life?
Jesus, Lord.
He is. Yes, he is. Amen. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
He's been waiting a long time for this. He's like, when can I get baptized? Okay. So here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you get one step at a time and facing that way, please. No, he can leave those on if he would like. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Just put it, yeah.
You gotta get wet. All right.
Yep, both. And then we're just gonna be take a step forward.
You want your phone on?
No, that's it.
Okay.
It's all new. He makes us new. It's all new. Okay. Can we sing that chorus? Let's go ahead and sing. This is my, you are my first love. Go ahead. The world? Do you choose to follow Jesus from this day forward and to make him the Lord of your life? No matter what comes, no matter what happens, you're going to choose to follow him every day. Okay. Then Paco, go ahead and plug your nose. We baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Church, can we just extend our hands and let's just begin to pray. Holy Spirit, would you fill your son today? Would you fill him fresh unto overflowing with all that you are, Lord? Fill him now. We thank you, Lord, that you strengthen us, Lord, that we don't need to go through it alone, but you are there, that we can follow you and live with you. We thank you for the life that you've given. We receive that now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's give him praise. You're still.
You're still my first love. You're still my only one. Oh, you're still my first love. You're still my only.
We welcome Becca this morning. And I already said your name, but I'm going to have you say it again. Come on up. All right. Go ahead and say your name to everybody.
My name is Rebecca.
Rebecca. Becca, Rebecca. Rebecca, can you tell us today why you're wanting to be baptized?
And to die to self today and die to the world and be risen with Christ.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's a good decision, big decision. Thank you, Lord. Can we just extend our hands? And I just want to pray over Rebecca right now. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this precious life. Lord, that you are drawing her to yourself. In your love and in your grace and in your mercy, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for all the things that have been carried, all the weight, every hurt, Lord, that it would be removed. Lord, your word says your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you lead us into freedom, that you lead us into wholeness, Lord, that you lead us into healing, that we can know what it's like to have true life, full life. Lord, it's not about this world, Lord. We turn against the world, and Lord, we look to you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. We're going to have you get in the water, and we're going to... I want you guys to enjoy, and we can watch, but I do want us to keep us in worship, so go ahead and continue to worship the Lord.
You're still my first love. You're still my only one. You're still my first love. You're still my only one. I feel my heart.
Reject the world? Do you reject the world? Not Jesus. Do you reject the world? Yes. Yeah. Do you give your all to Jesus today? And do you choose to love him and walk with him forever? And Rebecca, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on, church, let's get excited. Thank you. Holy Spirit, fill her with your presence, with your wonderful presence.
That she would know him. I want to burn forever like this. I feel my heart beating out of my chest. I want to stay forever like this. May the flame of my heart always be lit.
Is the Lord good? Okay. All right, who's up? Okay. Charlie, come on up. You just talk. All right, can you say your name to everybody?
Charlie.
Can we welcome Charlie? And Charlie, why do you want to be baptized?
To publicly declare my decision to follow Jesus.
Amen. And you've been waiting for a while for this. I believe that the Lord has already used you to impact the lives of a lot of people in this church. But I believe that he's going to use you to impact a lot of people in your life outside of the church too. Not to be like them, but to allow them to see Jesus in you. Does that make sense? And I believe that you are precious to the Lord, and that he's calling you. He has a plan for your life. But really, our only goal is to keep our eyes on him, right? No matter what. And that's what you're saying. Can we just extend our hands to Charlie and just pray over her? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Charlie. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you knew her before she was formed, before she was in her mother's womb. Lord, you could not wait to bring her into this world, Lord, because of the joy that she brings. But Lord, it is so clearly easy to see you, Lord, in her. And so, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that this would be a beacon, a moment, Lord, where the old is left behind. And Lord, that she would step in fully to the new things that you've prepared for her. Lord, that she would not settle, that she would not stop. Lord, that the work that you've begun would not be snatched up. But Lord, we declare she is covered by the blood of Jesus. She is protected by the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. We pray protection over her heart, over her mind, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, listen to this. She requested a song. And I'm like, good for you, girl. Yeah? Yeah, I said girl. Okay. Can you tell us why? What's the song? Can you tell us what's the song and why you wanted this song?
The song is Give Me Jesus, and I heard it, I think, the first time I was here, and I really like it.
She goes, I wanna do a song. It's called Give Me Jesus, and my heart melted immediately. So can we just, before we get in the water, can we just sing that song? Is that okay? We're gonna worship that song, and you can stay right here. Okay, but let's go ahead and sing that. Yeah.
I don't want anything.
Let's sing, church.
But you.
You can look over.
You're more than every dream come true. All of the things I thought I wanted don't come close to. No. Now that I'm yours and you are mine, our love is the secret that I find. I'll spend forever in the pleasure I found looking in your eyes. Give me all this world.
be seated. I'm sorry. I had a sense that the scripture that came to mind was, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and those who have it take it by force. And I believe that you have eagerly sought the things of God. And the Lord has seized that, and he's honoring that. And that as you pray and you ask the Lord, he hears you. And he wants to answer those prayers. The things that really matter, right? So, Charlie, do you reject the world? Do you choose to follow Jesus no matter what? And do you give him your whole life? Okay, then we choose, right now we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just begin to pray over Charlie. Just begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Fill her, Lord.
Give me strength.
Lord, let her eyes be fixed on you. That she would not look to the
give
left.
That she would follow
you, Lord. Wash over her, Lord Jesus.
You can have
we give you thanks. We
all
give you praise.
This
we bless you, Lord. Fill her now.
You
What's your name?
Maya.
Say it again.
Maya.
Everybody say hello, Maya. Can we welcome Maya? All right. Okay. So Maya, why do you want to be baptized?
I was brought back to the church and back to God by four amazing people. I want to thank Sam, Micah, Calvin, and Amir for guiding me through this journey. But today I chose to get baptized to grow closer to the Lord and grow my faith deeper for myself.
And this, yeah, go ahead. And as much as this is something that we celebrate with you, this is you and him, most of all, right? That this is your moment. And I just want to pray over you. Lord Jesus, we pray right now. Lord, that Maya would know your complete, unfailing, unending love. That you never turn your back, that you are never absent, that you are always present. And Lord, even when things get shaky, even when things around us are falling apart, Lord, you are there. And Lord, we can put our complete trust and hope in you. Lord, we thank you for this precious work that you have begun. And Lord, your word says that you will complete that work. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that she is covered by you, that she is protected, that she is made whole, and that she is washed clean today by the precious blood of Jesus. We give you thanks. Amen. Amen.
Every hour. my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
How many of you know Jesus is our one defense? What that means is literally every voice on earth, every angel, every spiritual force can literally speak condemnation, but because of that one defense, it is not heard. Just one. That is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, Maya, do you reject the world? Do you give your full heart and allegiance to Jesus?
Yes.
And do you choose to follow him all the days of your life?
Yes.
Okay. Then we baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom in Jesus' name. Release the bondage. Release
Lord, the I need you.
Lord, healing
oh,
right now.
I need you.
Healing now.
Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I
stand together. Let's just go ahead and sing that one more time. Let's just make that our heart. I need you.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness.
As we're standing here this morning, we're going to close our time. I just felt led of the Lord that we would just close our eyes. And I want to close with this scripture. You don't need to turn your Bibles. You don't need to look at the screens. Just with every eye closed. John 3:14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." That's talking about the cross. "That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. And I want us to close our eyes and just fix our eyes on Jesus right now in our heart. And I want to say this, since the fall of humanity, when sin entered the world, Adam and Eve sinned, it has been human nature to hide in the darkness. And to this day, when we fail, when we mess up, our tendency is to hide from God. And when we hide from God, our home becomes darkness. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that darkness is not where you want to be. It is a place of pain. It is a place of emotional pain, physical pain, torment. Psalm 91 says, pestilence walks in the darkness. But the reason we so often choose darkness over the light is because we don't want to be exposed. We don't want that sin exposed. But proof of your Christianity is not your attendance here today. Proof of your Christianity is his residence in you. And it is that residence, it is that life, the word of life himself, who will begin to live his life through you. And so the marker of the Christian life, the marker of whether or not you are saved or that you are born again, it is not this room, it is who you are outside of this room. And so I want to ask each person here, what is your life really like? Not in here. What is your life like out there? Because my sense is that the Lord is inviting you into the light to be made free. You don't need to continue to hide in the dark. Don't think that God can't see into the darkness. He can see it. But I sense that there are battles that you are fighting. There is things that have come against you, and you are in a dark place, but the Lord is inviting you into the light today to be free. After Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord began to walk through the garden, and he said, "Where are you? Why are you hiding? Why did you miss our time together?" And I want to ask each and every person here, are you living a true Christian life of freedom? Has sin died behind you? Have you truly been raised from the dead in Christ Jesus? Because if you have not, you can right now. Every person needs to understand you cannot be saved by someone else's encounter. You have to personally collide with a personal God. You and the Lord need to meet. And I believe he's drawing people out of the dark today into the loving light of Jesus. And so maybe you're here today, and I'm just going to ask that every eye be closed. But maybe you're here today and you've not given your life to the Lord before. Maybe you're here and you've been bound by sin. Maybe you once walked with Jesus, but you have been living in sin and you want to be free. Maybe you're just not in love with Jesus the way you were before. Maybe you're here today and you saw these people getting baptized and you said, that's what I want. If you are here today and you want to be in a personal relationship with Jesus, I'm just gonna ask with every eye closed that you just raise your hand, look at me. Amen. Amen. And so I'm gonna ask that we pray this out loud together. And I'm gonna ask that we say this, just repeat after me in a voice loud enough for the person next to you to hear, but just say this, say, Heavenly Father, I give my heart to you. I confess my sin. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. Cleanse my soul. I repent of my sin. I turn from this world and I put all my trust, all my faith, all my hope in Jesus. In his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection, I declare he is Lord. He is the Son of the living God. He is the only Savior of the world. And so I gladly yield to you and give you everything. I give you my past. I give you my present. And my future. Use my life for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we just rejoice and give thanks? Scripture says that all of heaven rejoices when one person says yes to Jesus. Because heaven knows the gravity of what that salvation means, of what we're actually saved from. And my heart and my prayer for every person here today is that you would know and experience the full love of Jesus, that you would be transformed by the Holy Spirit to become more like him, and that you would walk in the full calling that he has for your life. Amen. Well, we want to thank you, and for everybody that's joined us, we are having a little pizza celebration out in the lobby. So we would love it if you guys stuck around, say hi to some people you don't know, say congratulations and give a high five to those that were baptized. But can we just say God is good? Amen.
God is good.
God is good. You are dismissed, and we'll see you next Sunday, 10 o'clock. If you are here and you need prayer, we're going to have a team of people up here to pray with you. If you have questions about what it means to give your life to the Lord, we'd love to talk to you. But if you need prayer for healing or pain or anything, we would love to pray for you. God bless.